Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Dear brothers and sisters, we say Namaste in Nepal. To greet the people, we join our hands and say Namaste. This is the first word that the foreigners, when they go to Nepal, they learn this word. Namaste to all. Today is the special day. As earlier mentioned, Old Leprosy Day. I am very blessed to be here. This is my great honor and privilege to be here in this meeting, in this service. I am very much thankful to Seldom Ranking and the entire team of Leprosy Mission Australia for giving me this opportunity coming here, being with you, and share my personal testimony from rejection to hope. Once again, thank you very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity. Imagine a life that is languished to the margin of the road and is doomed to look at rest of the world moving to kiss its destination. Imagine the chill of winter, where people are housed in cozy rooms while a child shivers at the end of the world and freezes like a stone. Imagine heavy summer rains and all of those lucky folks who have the privilege of sheltering underneath their strong roofs, while there is a child in the farthest corner of the world who has no entry into his own household and is left to be soaked and carried away by rainwater. Imagine a nestling with weak wings left at the center of a clearing which is now surrounded by flames of fire. Imagine a festival when relatives have gathered to enjoy from far and wide, and there is a hungry child who sits at a distance and watches the show with hungry, silent eyes filled with tears. Please do not cry for the child. Rather, pray for him. He is one of your kind. He is a child of Lord Jesus. He is around you all. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, I was that child long ago. Thanks to Jesus, it is past tense now, but the memory is present and has become a part of my story. So before sharing my personal testimony, I would like to add, or I would like to share from Mark 1, chapter 1, verse 40 to 45, a little bit. This message is very much relevant to me and my life story. I have been in the presence of Jesus from my 12 years old age. And just 2 years before, I came to know how I need to say, Jesus, Jesus, if you will, you can heal me. This challenge I had while my dear brother Sheldon was speaking in a meeting in Nepal. The very moment I experienced his healing in my life, this was the will of Jesus for every person affected by leprosy, and this healing is essential to all my brothers and sisters. Without Jesus, there is no healing and no life transformed. Leprosy Mission Australia is working in holistic approach, and this approach can change and transform people affected by leprosy like me. I am a witness here today. Because of your generous hearts today, thousands of people affected by leprosy like me have got hope and life in Jesus. Thus, on behalf of all the people affected by leprosy throughout the world, I am here to express my sincere gratefulness to all of you. I was born in a remote village of Nepal in a very poor family, which had no road accessibility and electricity. Whenever I remove my remotest memory, I recall myself herding cattle, carrying fodder for them, cleaning the cow sheds, compromising with food and clothes, and still moving on. Poverty was an aspect of our lives those days. When I turned 10 years of age, there was a huge transformation in my life, and that was due to an unknown disease. Visible symptoms were seen on my body, causing much suffering. My health condition worsened day by day as hospital-based care was beyond my reach. The only resource my parents had was to take me to the witch doctors, which did not improve my situation. A relative of mine somehow convinced my parents there was nothing to lose if I was taken to a medical doctor at once. Accordingly, my parents agreed to seek a physician, and after wandering from place to place, we finally reached Kathmandu. My condition went undiagnosed until a senior physician at teaching hospital in Kathmandu suspected it to be leprosy and advised me to visit Anandaban Leprosy Hospital. We followed the advice and went to the hospital, and there I was diagnosed with leprosy. At the time, I was 12 years old when I was diagnosed with leprosy. Life has never been the same since that moment. I was still too young to understand the implications of this diagnosis, but the expressions of the faces of my parents were clear enough to suggest me that I was doomed for life. I knew for sure that there was something drastically wrong with my health. My parents left me at the hospital for further treatment and went back home. I stayed in the hospital for about 3 months at first. When I first returned home after the hospital stay, I found that the sea of relatives that shaped my dreams earlier had turned into a desert of strangers. No one was willing to come close to me. No one would extend a hand to hold me. My very own people, community, and neighborhood excluded me and remained isolated. Eyes stared from a distance and kept me at bay as though I was an outcast in the midst of my own people. I wept bitterly, and nothing would console me. For a child, the pain of being deprived of a mother's touch and father's stroke is next to death. My siblings were out of my reach, and my life had turned into a series of sleepless nights and restless days. I wished it would end soon and free me from this state of misery. I had to frequently visit Anandaban Leprosy Hospital to keep a track of my progress. I was repeatedly admitted at the hospital due to ENL reaction, which was intolerable. On every visit, I was admitted for investigation, and I passed weeks there before returning to home again. During those intermittent stays at the hospital, I received lots of love and encouragement from the staff of Anandaban Leprosy Hospital, and slowly I could see the rays of hope enter my life. I had to continue the MDT course from 1989 to 1995, and those 6 years became like 60 years for me. It was too much painful. It was just like cutting my flesh with a blade. Every second I used to suffer like that. During this period, my neighbor and those in my community had come to know of my medical condition, which was the beginning of my stigmatized life. Everywhere I went to join a group, I was outrightly rejected. I was isolated even by my closest relatives and friends. Social gatherings and functions were not for me, as I was ostracized. Feasts and parties, which I always looked forward to, became no entry zones for me. All I did was languish at home, weep my heart out, and curse my fate. The hospital was the single ray of hope for me, though a faint one. One of the roast blows that I received was losing out on my school days. Despite being assured by the hospital that I could continue my schooling, the teachers and my peers were equally scared of me. No one wanted to exchange a word with me, and I became a subject of derision. The question of reading, writing, and learning was pushed to the fringes of my life, and I started to feel that I should end my life. My life took a big turn one day when Dr. Wim at Anandaban Leprosy Hospital recommended me to St. Xavier Social Service Center, an orphanage, for my education. I was obliged to accept the offer and stay there as an orphan, though my parents were alive in the countryside, lived far away from me. I completed my higher studies with the support of the orphanage and joined as a primary teacher, which helped me to live in Kathmandu and to pursue my further studies. My association with St. Xavier Social Service Center instilled in me the desire to make a difference in my life. I had failed to find an answer to the question, why was I treated as an outcast, though I was not responsible for contracting the disease? What I am today is due to the amazing grace of my Lord. I thank Him for transforming and giving me a new life, the life that is full of dignity, peace, harmony, and blessings. As life progressed, my father informed me that it was time for me to get married. In Nepal, still now there is early marriage system. I was told that he had found a suitable girl for me from a distant village. My father was quite clever to find me a lady from a distant village, girl from a distant village, thinking that no one would give me a girl from my own village because I suffered from leprosy. No sooner had I got married, everything went on well until my wife came to know that I once had leprosy. No sooner had she learned this grim fact about me, there was change in her attitude, and eventually I was compelled to sign the divorce papers. That was probably the worst moment in my life, and I felt like committing suicide. However, I did not lose hope. Life was in no way smoother yet. My higher education was disrupted as I was pulled into existential problems that appeared one after another. By the grace of Lord, I found a teacher's job again and resumed my studies. In the meantime, I found my soulmate with whom I shared my past, and she accepted me as her partner in life. We are now a happily married couple with a 19-year-old son who is pursuing his higher studies in Sydney and a 15-year-old daughter pursuing her secondary education in the same school where I have been the founder principal. In 2015, I was invited to participate in a meeting called Annual Country Learning of the Leprosy Mission Nepal, representing IDEA Nepal as its president. In the meantime, I enjoyed the devotional session, which was led by Mr. Sheldon Rankin, and learned about the love of Jesus to the people affected by leprosy. Mr. Sheldon shared the message in such a way that touched my heart. At that time, I wanted to raise my hand up. Yes, I want to follow the Jesus. Yes, I want to believe Jesus. And I thought that it was not the suitable time for me to raise my hand up. So I controlled my hand, myself, and I put my hand down. I shared my feelings with Pastor Ashok Adhikari. Pastor Ashok Adhikari is also the chairman of Leprosy Mission Nepal. And Mr. Sobhakar Kandel is the country director, like Sheldon Rankin here, country director of Nepal, Leprosy Mission Nepal. I shared with them immediately after the session, and Mr. Adhikari, actually the interesting thing is that Mr. Adhikari, actually he was a pastor, but I did not know at that time that he himself was a pastor. So that I knew that he is a Christian, so I went near to him, but I didn't know he was a pastor, since I knew him more than 10 years before. Yeah, I went near to him and I shared what I felt. Mr. Adhikari invited me to his church to lead me on a journey of faith. With his help, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. He also baptized me and enrolled me for leadership trainings. Since then, life has been quite different. I have been living more for others than for myself. The Lord has been kind enough to keep my family going so that I can be an example of how God's love can transform the most helpless persons and give new life to people like me. I have traveled to almost all the nooks and crannies of my country and also to many parts of the world. The people I have met during those travels, especially those affected by leprosy, have made me realize that compassion is the biggest binding cord in the world and the surest remedy to any ailment on earth. Medicine might cure the blot on the skin, only love and compassion can heal our hearts. and hearts everyone on earth understand the language of love and compassion. At present, I am the founder principal of a school in Kathmandu and have been elected the president of IDEA Nepal. IDEA is an organization of people affected by leprosy. Currently serving as a board member of the Leprosy Mission International, and I am also a member of the advisory panel of people affected by leprosy in ILF. Today, those villagers, friends, teachers who had once rejected me in the community regard me as a reputed and dignified person in the same community, and I am honored and welcome to everyone's home and to every special event like feast and festivals. I am proud to pose myself as an example of faith. If you trust the Almighty, the Lord Jesus, and continue to work, your day will come. As an insider, I know what it feels like when you have leprosy and the stigma associated with it. I shall throughout my life work to restore the dignity of people affected by leprosy. I staunchly believe that we are equal stakeholders in our communities and we do have right to live a dignified life as any other citizens. Dear brothers and sisters, this is inevitable fact that I got leprosy and underwent indescribable sufferings. But I take it differently. Thanks to Lord, it was his invitation to me to his kingdom. Perhaps had I not suffered from the disease, I wouldn't have enjoyed the love of Christ for sure. Thus, I pray that may all the friends affected by leprosy around the globe, like me, feel the love of Jesus and enjoy a new and regenerated life. I am happy today and want to see my brothers and sisters affected by leprosy to be as happy as I am. As a person from the developing country, I have an appeal to make, and that is regarding a need for an integrated approach in fighting poverty and in transforming the lives of people affected by leprosy. And I am sure the one and only tool to bring this change is through economic empowerment of those affected people. We need to find an economic alternative for them so that they no longer depend on anyone, but save their own present and future. In short, we need to restore their lost dignity, replant their lost smiles back on their lips, and paint their lives with love, light, and happiness. I therefore appeal to all my brothers and sisters, give us the love of a family, feel our pain as your own, dismantle the wall erected by geography, language, and culture. I imagine a world free of leprosy, free of stigma, free of derision, and free of hatred. I imagine the world where every hand can toss every other hand, every heart disciples the songs of other hearts, and every individual unites in the Lord who sacrificed his life for the liberation of humanity. Thank you very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity. Once again, Seldom Ranking, thank you so much for your kind invitation, and thank you, all of you, for listening my personal testimony. Thank you so much.
We worship a great God, don't we? Can I invite you to stand with me as we pray with Amar? In all of our lives, as we've preached on in the past, there won't be one person who hasn't experienced rejection. But sometimes the rejection is just so great and so enormous. And that was the case in my dear brother's life. And there's one who just so completely and totally understands the pain of rejection. He was prophesied by the ancient prophet Isaiah, who has believed our message and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain, he bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. So, Lord Jesus, as we stand here this day in your holy presence, you're the one who left heaven's glory. It's inconceivable for us that you came and took on human flesh, and not only that, that you were so smitten and despised and rejected and spat on and ultimately crucified. And Lord, you did it in love. You did it so that a perfect sacrifice would be made, so that everyone, all the Amars of the world, in hearing the gospel, are touched by the Holy Spirit and just feel that necessity to express that in some way, and saying, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Saviour and Lord. So, Lord, this day we honour you as Yahweh Rapha, the great healer. We praise you for the physical healing that has been brought in Amar's body. We thank you for the emotional healing that you have brought, and I'm sure are continuing to bring, through those years of painful rejection. And Lord, we praise you for the spiritual healing when you came, regenerated and transformed him and brought him into the kingdom of light and love. So Lord, we want to just express your blessing on Amar and his beautiful wife and his son and his daughter. Pray that you would bless and your favour would be on him in all of his various activities as he seeks to minister into the citizens of Nepal and in his role in education. Lord, we speak your blessing on Leprosy Mission International and specifically Leprosy Mission of Australia. We thank you for raising up Sheldon and Tim and Esther and the rest of the team. And Lord, we speak your blessing, we speak your favour on the people of Nepal. So many of them struggling in deep human poverty, so many of them still impacted by terrible illness, and so many still living in spiritual darkness. We pray that the light of the gospel would shine brightly and strongly, and that this whole nation would be transformed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Lord, thank you for blessing us this day as we hear the testimony of one who was rejected, who was despised, who was broken, and you have raised to life. We praise your holy name.